Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Supreme Court stays its earlier judgment concerning change in definition of Aravalli Hills. Government welcomes Apex Court's decision. Center clears 79,000 crore rupees defense proposals to enhance capabilities of armed forces. India rejects Pakistan's remarks claiming attacks on minorities, cites Islamabad's own abysmal record. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji scheme will address shortcomings and irregularities of MG Narega. Country's industrial output growth climbs to two-year high of 6.7% in November, led by robust manufacturing. And in shooting, Neeru Danda clinches gold in the women's trap event at the national championship in New Delhi. The Supreme Court has put a stay on its earlier judgment concerning the change in definition of Aravalli Hills. The court took suo motu cognizance of concerns surrounding the revised definition of the Aravalli range amid mounting criticism from environmentalists over its potential impact on the fragile mountain ecosystem. The government has welcomed the Apex Court's decision. We have a report.
A bench of Chief Justice of India, Suryakant, Justice J.K. Maheshwari and Justice A.G. Massey expressed concern that the expert committee report and the Apex Court's observations were being misconstrued. The top court, keeping in abeyance its 20th of November order, said further clarification was required before the report or the court's directions could be implemented and issued notice on the suo motu case returnable on 21st of January. The Apex Court also ordered the formation of a new expert committee to monitor issues required to be examined in terms of the definition of Aravallis. It also issued notice to the centre and the four Aravalli states, Rajasthan, Gujarat, Delhi and Haryana, seeking their response to its suo motu case on the issue. The development comes following objections to the centre's newly notified definition of the Aravalli mountain range, which is based on the 100-metre height criterion. On 24th of this month, the Union Environment, Forest and Climate Change Ministry had also issued directions to the states for a complete ban on the grant of any new mining leases in the Aravallis. Meanwhile, Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav has welcomed the Supreme Court's decision. In a social media post, Mr. Yadav said the government is committed to providing all assistance sought from his ministry for the protection and restoration of the Aravalli range. The minister said, as of now, a complete ban remains in force for new mining leases as well as the renewal of existing ones. Shagun Chopra from News Desk.
The Supreme Court today also put a stay on the Delhi High Court's order that had allowed suspension of the life sentence and granting bail to former Uttar Pradesh MLA Kuldeep Singh Sengar in the Unnao rape case. The top court issued notice to the former legislator seeking its response on the CBI's plea challenging the High Court order. The Defence Acquisition Council, DAC, has cleared proposals worth 79,000 crore rupees to enhance the capabilities of the armed forces. Chairing the Defence Acquisition Council meeting in New Delhi today, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh accorded acceptance of necessity, AON, for these proposals of the three services. We have more from a correspondent.
For the Indian Army, DAC approved the procurement of loiter munition systems for artillery regiments, low-level lightweight radars, long-range guided rocket ammunition for Pinaka Multiple Launch Rocket System and Integrated Drone Detection and Interdiction System MK-2. Loiter munitions will be used for precision strikes on tactical targets, while low-lying lightweight radars will detect and track a small-sized, low-flying unmanned aerial systems. For the Indian Air Force, the acceptance of necessity was approved for the procurement of automatic takeoff landing record system, which will fill the gaps in the aerospace safety environment by providing high-definition, all-weather automatic recording of landing and takeoff. Further, the procurement of bollard pull tugs for Indian Navy has also been approved. These tugs will assist naval ships and submarines in berthing, unberthing and maneuvering in confined waters. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Ministry of External Affairs today rejected Pakistan's remarks claiming attacks on minorities in India. Responding to media queries regarding the remarks of spokesperson of Pakistani Ministry of Foreign Affairs, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, Pakistan's abysmal record on this front speaks for itself. Mr. Jaiswal said Pakistan's horrific and systemic victimization of minorities of various faiths is a well-established fact, and no amount of finger-pointing will obfuscate it. Agriculture, Farmers, Welfare and Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said the central government has introduced a new law, Viksit Bharat Ji Ram Ji, to address shortcomings and irregularities in the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, MG Narega, 2005. The minister was speaking in the state-level Kisan Divas 2025 program at Gochar in Uttarakhand. He said the guaranteed employment has been increased from 100 days to 125 days under the new law.
125 din mazdoori milegi mazdoor ko.
The workers will get 125 days of work instead of 100 days. Modi ji's guarantee is of fulfilling the guarantee. And if there is no employment on time, if there is delay, then we have arranged for a separate salary for the long-term workers so that the workers do not face any problem.
Home Minister Amit Shah has said Assam and other northeastern states have witnessed tremendous development during the past 11 years. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating redeveloped Bata Dravathan, the birthplace of Srimant Shankar Dev in Naugaon district of Assam. The Home Minister launched multiple development projects during a day-long visit to the state.
Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, all kind of development works have been carried out in Assam over the past 11 years. And with the first 5 years under the leadership of Sarbanand Sonowal and the next 5 years under the leadership of Hemant Biswa Sarma, these 10 years will prove to be a golden era for the development of Assam.
Assam ke vikas ke liye suvarna kaal banne wala hai.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. President Draupadi Murmu has said Viksit Bharat will be achieved not just by building strong economy, but also by ensuring equal opportunities and life of dignity to poor people. The president was addressing the 15th convocation ceremony of the National Institute of Technology, NIT, at Jamshedpur in Jharkhand today. The president said government initiatives across traditional and emerging sectors are creating entrepreneurial opportunities for skilled youth to generate employment for themselves and others.
सरकार के प्रयासों से परंपरागत क्षेत्रों के साथ साथ डिफेंस, स्पेस और एटॉमिक एनर्जी जैसे गैर प्रासंगिक क्षेत्र भी युवाओं को उद्यम स्थापित करने के अवसर प्रदान कर रहे हैं। तकनीकी रूप से सक्षम आप जैसे युवा इन अवसरों का उपयोग करके न केवल अपने लिए बल्कि दूसरों के लिए भी रोजगार सृजन कर सकते हैं।
Early in the day, the president attended the centenary celebrations of the old Chiki script of Santhali language in Jamshedpur. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan on Monday said educated youth must embrace technology with enthusiasm and ethical responsibility in a rapidly changing world driven by artificial intelligence and digital innovation. Addressing the 30th convocation ceremony of Pondicherry University, the Vice President urged the graduates to become ambassadors of the National Education Policy 2020.
The policy is a major shift from habitual memorization to critical thinking, from rigid boundaries to multidisciplinary learning, from examination focus to holistic development. Our academic system is slowly but steadily, vibrantly changing. As graduates, you must become its ambassadors.
India will host the AI Impact Summit in New Delhi in February next year. The India AI Impact Summit will begin on the 15th of February and conclude on the 20th. Addressing a press conference on the event, Secretary of the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, S. Krishnan said the summit will help shape the future of inclusive, responsible and resilient artificial intelligence AI.
The basic idea and the reason why we have called it the AI Impact Summit and what we are attempting to do here is broadly making sure that AI gets democratized and the AI divide gets bridged. This is a key concern which has been there for many people in the international community, that AI could potentially get concentrated in a few geographies and concentrated with a few companies. And the concern is that it needs to be made available more broadly.
Government has approved a new project to protect breeding habitats of sandbar nesting birds, including the Indian Schema for Conservation of Endangered Bird Species in the Ganga Basin. The project was approved during the 68th meeting of the Executive Committee of the National Mission for Clean Ganga, NMCG, in New Delhi today. In line with the Namami Gange Mission 2, the project focuses on long-term monitoring, community participation, and evidence-based conservation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed happiness over the embarkment of INSV Kaudinya on a maiden voyage from Gujarat's historical coastal city of Porbandar to Muscat in Oman. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the ship is built using the ancient Indian stitched ship technique, highlighting the country's rich maritime traditions. The Prime Minister extended his best wishes to the crew for a safe and memorable journey as they retract national historic links with the Gulf region and beyond. Country's industrial production growth surged to over two-year high of 6.7% in November this year on an annual basis. According to the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, the Index of Industrial Production, IIP, staged a solid comeback, edging higher from upwardly revised rate of 0.5% in October. This surge in the industrial output was driven by 8% growth in manufacturing sector. The IIP growth had previously hit a high of 11.9% in November 2023. Speaking to Akashvani News, senior business journalist Shishir Sinha highlighted the key takeaways from the November data and shed light on the factors behind the robust growth.
The growth of 6.7% in the month of November is over and above 5% growth in November 2024. The growth in manufacturing is important, but at the same time, the mining has given very good growth, and that is because of after monsoon, we are seeing good activity on the mining front. And the thing that the consumer durable sector has registered double-digit growth. Now, the important thing to remember here that if we see the same kind of growth during the next 3 months, say December, January, and February, then we can say that the industry is having a kind of a recovery.
The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very dense fog conditions in Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh and Punjab for the next 2 days. IMD has said dense fog conditions are expected over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Himachal Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh till tomorrow. Meanwhile, speaking to Akashvani News today, a Delhi airport official said around 130 flights were cancelled due to low visibility at Indira Gandhi International Airport. In addition, the air quality in Delhi NCR has been registered in the severe category. In shooting, Asian Championships gold medalist Neeru Danda clinched the gold medal in the women's trap event at the National Championships at Dr. Karni Singh Range in Delhi today. Delhi's Kirti Gupta took silver, while Neeru's Madhya Pradesh teammate Pragati Dubey won the bronze. In the junior men's trap, Aryavansh Tyagi won gold, Keshav Chauhan silver, and Juher Khan the bronze. In women's trap team event, Madhya Pradesh took the yellow medal. In West Bengal, harassment against special role observer C. Murugan was reported today at a hearing center in South 24 Porgana's district. Allegedly, both level agents, BLA of the Trinamool Congress, protested when Murugan arrived in connection with the special summary revision SIR process in the state. Yesterday, Trinamool Congress General Secretary and MP Abhishek Bondopadhyay reportedly instructed party BLAs to attend hearing centres across the state. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Supreme Court stays its earlier judgment concerning change in definition of Aravalli Hills. Government welcomes Apex Court's decision. Centre clears 79,000 crore rupees defence proposals to enhance capabilities of armed forces. India rejects Pakistan's remarks claiming attacks on minorities, cites Islamabad's own abysmal record. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji scheme will address shortcomings and irregularities of MG Narega. Country's industrial output growth climbs to two-year high of 6.7% in November, led by robust manufacturing. And in shooting, Neeru Danda clinches gold in the women's trap event at the National Championship in New Delhi. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.